I was browsing in a Paris antique shop one winter afternoon when a fitted leather train case caught my eye. It contained silver-handled brushes, boot hooks, a straight razor, several silver-stoppered glass bottles. One bottle was different, encased in yew wood with a handwritten date, 1903. Well, inside the bottle, there's still the faint, intriguing aroma of a gentleman's cologne, a prescription cologne, custom-made for a rich traveler a century ago. Curiosity was eating at me. I bought the case, the price was shocking, and sent the bottle to a laboratory for analysis. They broke down the residue by gas chromatography, identified its fingerprint through spectral photometry. The report said, an old woody fougere, clean citrus notes, bergamot, green notes, the middle notes, clary sage, cardamom, the dry down, leather notes, smoky labdanum, elemi, tabac, frankincense. The detective work was impressive. So is the thing itself. Women like the way it smells on a man, like a symphony that begins loudly, then soon slides into subtle, entangling developments that grow on them. Or so I've been told. J. Peterman's 1903 Vintage Cologne, number 1400, in handsome wood-encased bottle almost exactly like the one I found in Paris.